North Korea's church may benefit from China's U.S. visit. The concept of seed and harvest spurs church growth in Thailand, and the founder of For Haiti with Love is now with the Lord. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Chinese President Hu Jintao's visit to the U.S. next week is an opportune time for President George W. Bush to address religious rights issues. Open Doors' Carl Muller says they're partnering with Freedom Week, a campaign to raise awareness for the persecuted church in North Korea. Muller says the connection with Jintao's visit is...
China holds the key to freedom in North Korea, and many of your listeners might not understand the relationship there, but China has a tremendous amount of leverage on North Korea, first of all because of geography, but also because of economic and political support.
Mueller says North Korea's believers exist in concentration camp-like conditions. However, the repression has only served to strengthen the church.
There are hundreds of Christians who flee North Korea and are touched by the Lord while in China to go back into North Korea underground, smuggle themselves back into North Korea to minister to the persecuted church there.
Next, thousands of people have been flooded out of their homes and thousands more are under threat of evacuation as the Danube River continues to overflow its banks in Eastern Europe. In Romania, houses have been destroyed and crops submerged in one of the poorest countries in Europe. World Vision is responding to the emergency with food, blankets, and supplies to provide relief for evacuees. Their quick intervention and compassionate care is a witness to the love of Christ they share with others. You're listening to Mission Network News. From a small loan to a new church, it's the principle of seed and harvest. Farms International's Joseph Richter says they have three microcredit programs running in Thailand. Now these self-supporting churches are planting their own new churches.
We keep expanding because these churches, especially amongst the hill tribes, keep growing in Thailand. The numbers of people being won to the Lord is really an encouragement.
Richter says one of their Thailand programs has helped 233 families, generating income that approaches $1 million. That translates into a lot of ministry.
Our program encourages and actually requires tithing of every loan recipient out of their profits. So every time we help a family, a church is helped with the tithing that comes out of that project. You can see that a program like this can truly impact the outreach potential of these churches.
Meanwhile, child sponsorship is more than just providing a meal, clothing, and education for a child. It's about equipping nationals to share the gospel. That's what Compassion Sunday in the United States is all about. Compassion International's Regina Hopewell.
Compassion Sunday is a day that we set aside each year so that people can spread the word and make people more aware in churches across the nation. The hope is that people will want to respond and take action, and so we provide the opportunity for people to be linked with a child through sponsorship.
The programs are run through local churches. As kids come to Christ, your investment goes beyond the children.
We have found that our children are some of the best evangelists. Children come to the program, they learn about Christ, and they take the songs and the Bible verses and the stories home to their families. And so in that way, really the children are being able to bring their parents to Christ in many circumstances.
Go to our website for more information. And it's with great sadness we say so long to a good friend. 71-year-old Don DeHart, For Haiti with Love's founder, passed away Saturday after suffering with cancer. He gave his life to the Haitian people, a passion that grew out of a short-term mission trip in the late 1960s. Since 1982, he dedicated his life to helping them physically and spiritually. DeHart is survived by his wife Eva and daughter Rosalyn. A memorial service is scheduled for Monday. In lieu of flowers, contributions can be made to For Haiti with Love. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of evangelist Sammy Tippett's book called God's Secret Agent, Real Stories of His Work in Closed Countries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Come trace the steps of a man who dared to give himself fully to God, risking prison to do so. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.